sometimes in the middle of summer, like July, all of a sudden they start putting a Halloween and sort of autumn, autumnal, you'll see scarecrows and plastic pumpkins and thinking, why is all this stuff out here now? Well, it's out there now so people like Cindy Kushner can go out and get all these things to decorate all the exciting family fall fest. The Lorain County Community College's Cindy Kushner joins us, Director of School and Community Partnership at LCC. You decorate these events so beautifully. Tell me a little bit about what goes into kind of getting that theme ready that you have for your fall fests that are taking place.
Yes, we do have a little bit of fun as we get ready for our fall fest. So our fall fest, we have three of them coming up, one tomorrow at the Wellington Center, but also one in Lorain coming up later in September, and then the Ridge campus. But we do like to embrace the fall themes and the Halloween themes. So we'll have all sorts of activities for kids of all ages to come out and enjoy. We'll have the balloon twisters there, the character artists, the fab cab where you can make almost anything. I know they'll be doing Halloween keychains, and then lots of fabulous food. I know last year they had like chicken chili and the chili hot dogs and subs, all sorts of fun stuff, something for everyone.
Now you open up this and have the event at the learning centers for what reason? What's kind of the goal for you to reach out to the community in this
Great.
Way?
We really just want to everyone to be acquainted with their local learning center and, of course, Lorain County Community College in general, whether it's for you to take advantage of or someone you love or someone you know. We want people to know what we're there for, so we embrace everyone to come on in. Everything's free, and talk to us. We'll have people from all over campus there representing their services that they provide to the community, their programs, and then we'll also invite the community in. So there'll be people from the local community there at each center. It's a little bit different, but community organizations that can offer services to those who live here. So it's just a fun way to get to know your community and come out and have some fun.
How does a learning center differ from what you'd see on campus?
They're much smaller. They're a great way to kind of get started, especially if you're like, I don't know which door to go to at Lorain County Community College. It's a great way to just walk in and talk to someone, learn what's available to you, and just get started. They oftentimes will have some of our GED classes at some of the learning centers. So if you haven't got your high school diploma yet, again, we're there to get you started and help you move into some sort of certificate or degree, whatever your dream is. We want to help you get there.
And of course, the University Partnership Ridge Campus has some specialized programs. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, absolutely right. The Ridge Campus is home to our computer science and engineering program that we deliver with the University of Toledo. So that's one of our, we've had that one for many, many years now, and many local employers take full advantage of that and hire grads even while they're still in their programs. We also have the computer information systems programming with the University of Akron there. Our patient simulation center's there for our nursing program. So it has a lot of our high-tech kinds of programs right at that center.
Talking this morning with Cindy Kushner, Director of School and Community Partnership at Lorain County Community College, again about their Family Fall Fest. The first one is coming up Thursday, tomorrow, over at the Wellington Learning Center, September 28th, the location in Lorain for that event, and then October 11th at the North Ridgeville campus. These go from 4 until 7, so kind of right after school. It's a great opportunity to bring the kids over to do that. I was at the one in Lorain last year, and I met a robot. Is that robot still around?
Robot's still around, and will make an appearance at the centers, along with, again, the Fab Cab, which is always very, very popular. So we'll have dancing and local music. We'll have some DJs, and I know we have live music at the Wellington Center.
Right.
And it's going to be beautiful tomorrow, so come out and join us.
I was next to the balloon guy, so I wasn't the popular one right there. The balloon guy was making, having a lot of fun, and the kids were enjoying themselves. It just kind of gets them acquainted with Lorain County Community College at a young age of what is available there, and hopefully they could be future students.
Yes, we will welcome them. Yeah. Yep, it becomes sort of a homecoming / open house, so it's a lot of fun. You'll be warmly welcomed, and we can't wait to meet you.
Now, do we need to register for this, or do we just show up on those days?
We will accept a registration if you take the time to do it, but it's really not necessary. We'll be ready for you.
Doors open, and you'll come through, and you'll be greeted by a lot of friendly folks. Again, the Lorain County Community College's Learning Centers are open for their Family Fall Fest. You can go to lorainccc.edu and get details about the Family Fall Fest there as well. Cindy, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.